wellspring that's given the world so much is drying up, neglected, misunderstood, and unheard.
It is only a few sentimental folklorists like myself who seem to be disturbed by this prospect today.
This folk music I'm talking about really should be known to the world, and you should be proud to disseminate it.
Another generation or two, and the only source will be the archive.
So I got interested in old-time music and went to the black section of town knocking on doors and looking for old records. And
I was curious about Africa and different parts of it and all these great field recordings.
I've been doing some research on these old artists from the early days.
It's early evidence of just the amount of research that he would do into a complicated project like that.
And doing this kind of stuff requires a lot of reference material.
So I did a preliminary job of listening to records, and I'd listen to them and say, oh, this is a good one. It's the real thing. Or I'd say, this is just commercial junk.
Yes, of course you want good songs, but you're after the spirit of the place.
He fragments
ideas and materials.
Raw material.
Into a kind of a
collage and reconceptualization of that spirit in this new world context, in this modern context.
Because in all these songs, in all the fragments, what you have is the history of the people. It's the memory of the people.
Try to reach within my own consciousness and memory and bring forth people and let them take their place on certain works that I'm doing.
People who see these works can pick out and understand that he's using the African
experience.
At the same time, they understand that they are not to be read strictly as African.
When I first began to do collages, I had no idea that I was going to develop certain symbols that have run through my work.
I studied the race problem.
He was knowledgeable about what was going on in the country with regard to race.
You see, I know.
You don't know nothing about the race problem.
I'm taking a course in African studies at school.
For God's sake, give me a chance.
He was a black man in a white man's world. I mean, it's an extraordinarily sort of
White boy, but with a brother on the inside.
White or black.
Don't care what color you are.
He can't feel what I feel because he never lived a slave life.
He had studied everything he did, but he came out like a musician.
Now, we're already defining this as a musical composition.
Right. I got more and more into old music also. I had this attraction to old music.
He wanted old songs.
All through my teen years, I got heavily into collecting stuff.
Stacks of records gathering dust.
Became more and more steeped in America's past.
What we're looking for, though, is not the old things, but basically the roots of the culture.
Ils ont oublié le racine.
In them we find the things, the values, the forms, the shapes, the songs, the ceremonies.
Because these are the roots out of which the American experience grows.
They're beginning to look back toward the mother continent of Africa, and they're gaining spiritual strength from these roots.
We have to have the type of understanding of Africa and the type of understanding of our people here in order to build a bridge, a contact, a line of communication between the two.
Now people say, oh, well, fine, you never connect with them. But the bottom line is this: we have more things in common than even the African Americans themselves even realize.
New bridges must be built, because in the minds of the majority of our people today, Africa is too far away.
When Africans were taken as slaves to the New World, they weren't going to just remove everything about Africa from their brains just because some white people said they should.
There are genes in our bodies that respond to each other, that respond to our stories, our songs, our music.
No effort has been made to unite the Afro-American community with the African community.
I could see that this thing, this view of the big picture, started to form.
These were new things that he was making, new forms.
It was a cultural provocation. An intellectual move.
It's the first time where we see this kind of public acknowledgement through the naming of the band of something that is African derived.
Since this revelation, a dialogue with the other world takes place.
Take us back to a little known moment in American history.
When the slaves were brought to the ocean and they saw these ships.
They were able to creatively maintain some sort of memory of the African way of playing music.
Not to give up this African style of collective creation.
When the accused was arrested, we found these.
African rhythms.
The African slaves, especially in America, held that memory of African rhythms back until emancipation.
We made a memory of our past and a promise of all to come.
Don't you hate it when people say colored or Negro and not black?
When they say black or Negro, it means you're not an American.
No, I'm not an American. I'm one of the
victims, they call citizens,
of Americanism.
One or two times they arrest me, and I told them I hadn't done nothing. They said, well, I arrest you in advance. You're going to do something.
It's a genteel slavery.
If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail.
I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare.
When that man in the White House hear how sweet I can drum, he's sure going to send down here and turn me loose.
Although they had legitimate aspirations, couldn't realize them in the
bad old days in the state penitentiary.
Working under the whip and the gun.
He said, now listen, I'm going to whoop you if you stand, and I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you if you run.
First one drops her hands, dead man.
Get him up, get your hands up.
Kill a nigga, hire nothing. Kill a mule, buy another one.
This mule could be working, waiting, and learning, and planning.
While those guards are shooting into the night, we're going to be leaving.
He ran away to freedom.
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 This is freedom.
Freedom.
The path to freedom.
The freedom highway.
When they became free, an African-derived rhythm surfaced all over the Americas.
Deeply rooted in tradition, black tradition, right out of Africa.
It began in Africa.
It's the magic of tradition as he brings an African scale out of this piece of Mississippi cane.
Well, first start. Started to make them fresh. All
through the North Mississippi countryside, the fife and drum bands call the folks to summer picnics, Afro-American style.
Africa.
The land where the blues began.
C'est ici qu'on se trouve.
And so the blues were born.
The blues.
But I'm worried because the folk culture that produced the blues has almost disappeared.
This music is from Lexington, Mississippi. A young blues man is playing his homemade one-stringed electric guitar. And his music is amazingly close to the sound this West African produces on his typical one-stringed instrument.
Actually sounds a lot more like African instruments.
The African musical bow, here played by two Bushman boys, is the oldest of these one-stringers.
What you saw after you saw them put together was...
So the Mississippi Hill Country sheltered a fantastic African music that fed
the blues.
This is what blues is all about.
This is all it's all about.
And this is what it's all about, you know.
There's such a free-flowing thing about Malian music, almost jazz-like.
I wonder if there is a connection.
Jazz was born out of a fusion of African and European elements.
Seems kind of akin to American blues. I guess that's been mentioned before.
These are songs that go back in the black tradition beyond the Civil War.
Yeah, the Malian stuff is trippy in a different way.
Yes.
Very bluesy and very jazzy.
His social conscience was, to some extent, I think, developed.
You hear the best part of the soul of the common people, you know.
A sympathy with the workers that he was more engaged with.
Their way of expressing their connection to eternity, or whatever you want to call it.
Field hollers floating over solid syncopated dance rhythms. The debt-laden black farmer somehow recalled the wailing complaints of his ancestors under West African kings.
It was the song of the individual, caught between poverty and prejudice.
A new flowering of rhythmic work songs.
Unlike many prisons in the North, where men often spend most of their days sitting around in cells, the inmates work in Texas prisons.
That's where we heard it, in Texas penitentiary. The songs for work.
You go to work.
Work song.
The work song.
Prison work song.
In the work songs.
In the way.
We meet the black pioneers.
All right, now.
Get way back on the line.
Back up the squad line.
Down the line.
That band gives the team spirit to play.
I get out and get on my, got my team.
Well, everybody would get together in a union, in harmony.
It takes a number.
The guards were brutal. The days lasted from dawn to dark.
From the rising till the going down of the sun.
The work pace was vicious.
It made your work seem easy even when it's hard.
And a man who could not sing and keep rhythm might die.
When you're singing, you don't have, you forget.
Flight 115 from Cairo, arriving 425. Passengers now unloading.
One of the only reasons that we in the West have never organized, we have hated our image and our African image, because Africa has been in the hands of people who have created an image of Africa that's negative and hateful, and it has been hateful to us. We haven't wanted to identify with it. But now that Africa is getting independent and in a position to create its own image, and it's a positive image.
Black is beautiful.
Those of us in the West look at the African image and see how positive it is. We begin to identify with it. We become proud of Africa, and we become proud of our African blood.
Let some of the blues blood come out to show them.
It's coming from inside.
Inside of our blood all the time.
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
Bone and in blood.
I love it. It's in my bones. And it's in all of my children's bones.
Because it's inborn. You can't run away from it. No matter how far you try to drift away from it, you always realize that you're coming back there because that's what you know. That's what you're born with.
Harlem has the largest concentration of people of African descent.
Harlem. Yeah. Yeah. Home to every black man. What?
There are more Africans here in Harlem than exist in any city on the African continent. It goes beyond Mississippi. It goes beyond Alabama. It goes beyond Harlem.
I'm of African descent.
African descent.
And the rhythm, the producing music we play, is African.
Is there a spiritual element to those beats?
Of course.
One thing that you can't take from an African is the essence of a beat.
Passed down to us through ancient spirits.
The same great spirits that are found in America.
America. You know, every tradition of music in every single part of the world, in that case, Africa, the foundation is the spirit and the ancestors.
We have all traveled and gone far away.
They've traveled from West Africa to the New World and back again.
I wanna go back home.
Take me back.
Take us back.
Come back to where you started.
That then was brought back to Africa and caused a huge resonance.
Odib.
Because Africans recognized it already as one of their rhythms, repackaged.
So for us, this is very authentic and very original.
And this is what I have tried to do in my collages, to bring the Afro-American experience into art and give it a universal dimension.